The morning after, a nation awakes to find the grief and the anger have not subsided.
Looking out from just maybe a couple of blocks away, it is absolutely frightening to see. The debris you see on the ground was just 26 hours ago in someone's office. Papers on desks, insurance forms, service orders, invoices, a request for services, all kinds of things. Just pieces of debris, part of everyday life, just the things that you take for granted. You don't even think twice about it when it's scattered about. When all the life has been lost, there's nothing. You can see the outer skin of the building may be piled up 8 stories high, scattered over a large area, and there's absolutely nothing left, just the devastation, absolutely incomprehensible.
And a very different commute, clearly not a normal ride in, only a fraction of those who normally commute into the city doing so today.
Medical workers in scrubs are filing in. Cadaver dogs have now arrived.
Police officer Wayne Diana says the scene is hard to take in.
It's just chaos. There's police cars melted down to nothing, fire trucks completely destroyed. It's just chaos. It's a war zone down there.
We have seen firefighters come out glassy-eyed. They have been replaced by fresh troops. There's a group of maybe two dozen firefighters sitting down trying to catch their breath. And just a moment ago, a bunch of them stood up and put on their fire jackets. A very long and arduous task lies ahead.
We were able to move 120 dump trucks out of the city last night, which will give you a sense of the work that was done overnight. So some of the debris has already been removed. More of it is being removed, and it'll be done by barge all throughout the day today.
I recall watching the Twin Towers being built as a kid from the New Jersey side.
Sure.
I've flown in Chopper 880 for almost 13 years. I have looked at the World Trade Center every single day, every single flight, and it is just mind-boggling to me that that landmark of New York City no longer exists this morning.
I don't think America will ever be the same again. We woke up to it, this morning we wake up to a different world.